just a fence.
Well,
around it. Cool.
Well, I mean, in your lifetime, what kind of fences, if any, have you seen that are made out of wood?
I have seen a lot of them in my lifetime, but they just call them fences.
Right. Did you ever hear them called a rail fence?
Rail fence. That's right. Rail fence.
Now, what about these little fences that go around the yard? Little white fences that have the little slats up and down around?
Well, you would call them paling.
All right. You mentioned rail fences when I suggested it to you. Do you have any different names for any different kinds of rail fences, or are they all the same?
They all the same.
Okay.
I recall.
What do you call a large wooden vessel that's open at the top that you use for carrying water or milk? You know, it has
a water bucket.
Right.
Or a milk pail.
All right. Would there be any difference between that, or a milk pail or a water bucket? Well, which?
Well, the wood would be the water bucket, and a tin would be the milk bucket.
Okay. What do you call the heavy iron thing that you use in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
A frying pan.
All right. What do you call that thing at the kitchen sink that water comes out of? You can turn the water on. Say it again.
The spigot.
All right. What do you call this same kind of thing that you turn on a barrel to get stuff out of a barrel? You have a different
A sud. You can have a sud barrel.
All right. I mean, you know, I asked you about the kitchen sink.
Oh,
you said,
well, that would be it'd also be a spigot because you have to turn it on just like you would the water.
Would you have any different name for the same kind of thing that's out in the yard?
The water spigot, no, sir.
Okay. When you buy groceries at the store, for instance, you sell groceries here. What do you put them into for people to carry them home in?
Paper bag.
All right. What do you call a large bag that's made of loosely woven cloth? You remember chicken feed and hog feed used to come in these.
That's right.
What do you call those? Very rough.
Bagging sack, you know, used to have, I guess.
Okay.
Bagging sack.
Would you ever call it anything else?
Well, a chicken food feed sack, I would say that.
All right. Did you ever hear them called a croaker sack? Or?
Yeah. Well, didn't I say a croaker sack just then?
No, I don't think so. I didn't hear you. Probably did.
It's a croaker bag, but you used to call it.
What do you call a small musical instrument that's about this long and you hold it up to your mouth and blow on it?
Harp.
All right. What do you call a small musical instrument that's made out of metal and you hold it between your teeth and pick it?
Jew's harp.
Okay. What do you call a kind of support that a carpenter uses to hold boards for sawing? You know, it looks like the letter A, and he takes two of these things, it looks like this, and he stretches boards across them and saws them. What do you call those things?
You call them a horse.
All right. What do you call a similar kind of thing that looks like an X, like this, and you use it for holding firewood for sawing?
Call it a...
You throw a log in there?
Yes, I know. Jack, I went out there, but I can't think of what he called it. Can't think of what he called it, but
okay.
He's got one out there now.
What do you call it? Would you ever call it a buck or a rack? Or?
A rack to saw wood on. Okay. You wouldn't call it that, but I don't think he called it that.
Did you ever call it a trestle or a wood buck?
Yeah.